want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is leche de tigre. A sudden rain shower swept over Wynwood, and the early arriving guests for the dinner we were doing for the annual gigantic South Beach Wine and Food Festival. They quickly took cover inside our restaurant. But very soon the clouds parted and the stars shone down. Some of the stars were chefs. Venezuelan chef Carlos Garcia was making his version of leche de tigre with liquid nitrogen. I tasted the frozen sort of snow he made to garnish his lobster ceviche. It was amazing. He asked if I knew what the secret ingredient in his leche de tigre was. I said no. He said, Fanta, orange-flavored Fanta. I was certainly put back on my heels. I haven't had a Fanta since about 1966. But sure enough, the flavor zoomed back from long-ago days of childhood. The dinner party we were hosting was in fully happening mode now. We cooked with chefs that also included the utterly charming and talented Daniela Soto Ines, who hails from Mexico and cooks in New York City at the highly praised restaurant Cosme. Her fluke tostadas with pistachios was her pre-dinner tapa offering. Diego Oca, originally from Peru of Japanese lineage, dazzling diners from near and far at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, was plating his ceviche cremoso. Diego's mentor is the brilliant Peruvian chef Gaston Acurio. I had the great pleasure of cooking with Gaston in Los Angeles a few years ago. Not long after, I purchased his almost encyclopedic cookbook simply titled Peru. Chef Acurio offers a great deal more information and recipes for ceviche in many forms within it. His ceviche, made with leche de tigre, also includes rocoto chilies mixed into it and balanced with a shot of pisco. Our cocktail reception taster was a modernistic take on elotes asado crafted by our chef de cuisine. The dish looked like those ears of tiny corn you may have seen Tom Hanks amusingly eat in a movie from the 1980s he starred in titled Big, yet when guests took a bite of ours, they experienced a kind of corn popsicle flavored with Parmesan and huitlacoche, sometimes called the corn truffle. A few fans of our guests from south of the border thoughtfully brought two bottles of mezcal, and soon glasses, limes, and that full-throttled beverage found its way into the ascending party. Liquid nitrogen's smoke filled our cooking school's well-equipped interior, and Latin music blasted from a mini boombox. But even so, it was as finely focused a team as you might hope to have come cook for you one blessed evening. Leche de tigre translates from Spanish to English as tiger's milk. It is the Peruvian methodology and term for the citrus-based marinade that cures the seafood in some ceviches. It usually contains freshly squeezed lime juice, sliced onions, chilies, salt, and pepper, along with clam juice or some kind of fish stock. It is also a fine custom to serve a side shooter of the leche de tigre. It is touted for both the ability to cure a hangover and spice up your sex life. I can speak for the former, most assuredly, in this radio forum. In the liquid nitrogen version of the leche de tigre, Chef Carlos Garcia mix, you would be enjoying that mighty, mighty cold. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.